Hey everyone, welcome back to the Enemies of Man series. This is going to be part 6, the final part. I'm just going to be responding to some comments from part 5. Now, a quick note about part 5, which I found very interesting, is that part 5 got 123,000 views as of the time of this recording, which makes it by far my most viewed video of all time. So I'm not really sure how or why. Is it just the thumbnail, like the girl having the orgasm, that's what did it? I don't know. A couple of the comments that I received in the comment section of that video, which I want to respond to, is this idea that sex is a need, and the idea that men need women, because those are the things that people really took issue with. So let's address whether or not sex is a need. One of the people in my comment section noted that if they don't get sex, they get depressed, and that makes them feel sad, and this depression means that it's a clinical need. No. I mean, being sad because you haven't been laid in a while doesn't qualify it as a need, any more than being sad because you didn't get a PlayStation 4 qualifies a PlayStation 4 as a need. But if you go behind the scenes, you know, when you're talking about being depressed because you're lacking that intimacy and love and stuff with your partner, that's not sex either. That's love and intimacy. Now you're probably thinking, oh, wait a minute, you're telling me to be gay? Telling me to be gay to your family? Oh my god. No, I'm not telling you to be gay. I'm talking about separating sex from intimacy and love. Now, I talked about this in an older video called Male Vulnerability Need. This is also more commonly known as male mother need, but I don't like that term. So, men have to have this wall up. We have to be strong. We have to be tough. We have to be fresh from the fight. But we also need to be vulnerable sometimes. We need to be able to let our guard down and trust people. Just to kind of remember that we're human. Society has shamed men who try to get any sort of intimacy or love from other men. You know, they call it like a bromance or whatever, or they just outright say you're gay if you have anything to do with a man. It doesn't mean you're gay, it doesn't mean you're having sex with each other. It just means you love each other, you know, as brothers. Just like, I use this example, it's kind of a dumb example, but you'll see my point because it's more of a pop culture-ish, people will understand it better, is Frodo and Sam from Lord of the Rings. I mean, that book was written a long time ago around World War II, so it was a different generation where men were allowed to have male friends and male brothers and love each other in a platonic, non-sexual way. But since then, as the gynocracy has taken root, alternative sources of love and affection have been deemed gay. So this causes men to only seek love and affection from women. Now the problem with this gives women more power. Because while sex is not a biological need, you really can suffer health consequences if you just feel completely isolated and alone and nobody loves you. And because men are only allowed to seek outlets for this need in women, it allows women to have even more control over men. But this isn't about sex. If it were just sex, you could go to a massage parlor or just get a call girl and have that need met. The need for intimacy, the need for vulnerability, the need for love, is not the same as the need for sex. That's a lie that society has told you in order to give women more control over you. In my previous video about ego, I talked about internal validation. You really, really, really need to stop giving a shit about what people think. Stop giving a shit about what people say. Stop giving a shit about what people expect you to do. Become immune to shame, and your life will be so much better. You'll be able to see through the bullshit. You'll be able to stop giving a shit about what people say or think about you. Your life will be so much better. And this is one of those areas where if you've been indoctrinated to believe that men can only find love and affection from women without being gay, then you are going to be miserable. You're going to make really shitty compromises with women who will take advantage of you, and you're going to be wondering around, and you're going to look around and wonder how this all happened. Well, this is how it happened, because you gave a shit about what people thought. You don't need women to be loved. You can have your brothers. You can have a close male friend or close male friends that you can be vulnerable with. You don't necessarily have to start making out and sucking each other's dicks and having butt sex. You know, you can have a non-physical relationship with a man. You can have that vulnerability. You can have that love. All right, the second issue I want to talk about is whether men need women. No, they don't. There is nothing women do that qualifies as a need for a man. What do women do for a man? Can cook and clean and watch his kids, they can give birth to his kids, and they can have sex with him. Now, luckily, we have this thing called the free market, where we put a price tag on those services. So let's compare the three services. A daycare provider makes about $30,000 a year. Not a lot. A surrogate mother can get paid $100,000 or so for giving birth to someone else's child. And that's about 9 months of labor. So let's just round that up to a year and say $100,000, $200,000 a year. That's pretty good money. Pretty good money. And then, of course, a call girl, a really good call girl, can make, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million or so in 1 year. So out of those three services, we have about $25,000, $30,000 for a daycare provider slash babysitter slash homemaker. And then we have $100,000 to hundreds of thousands for a call girl and a surrogate mother. So what is the role of a woman? Is it not to give birth and have sex? That's basically her role. That's what she provides. That's why she is valued, because she has sex with men and because she gives birth to babies. I mean, being a homemaker, cooking and cleaning, those are nice. Those aren't very highly valued skills. They don't take a lot of skill. It's mostly like you're just around, so you might as well do something. It's not really because, you know, oh, I married you and I provide for your needs and pay all your bills because you're such a great cook. No, no man does that. Men marry women, men have relationships with women because they're getting that ass. And because maybe they want to have children. But neither one of those are needs. We've already talked about how sex is not a need. Children are even less of a need. I mean, having children are nice for certain things, but not in today's society. Back when we worked on farms, a man might benefit from having lots of kids because those kids would grow up and help him on the farm. They would increase his wealth. But nowadays, most men don't work on farms. Children are just a financial liability. They turn 20, they leave. They're gone. They might visit on Christmas or something, and that's about it. They certainly don't, you know, increase the man's income. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people think that children are like their retirement plan. Well, I'm going to have these kids, and when I get old, they're going to take care of me. Well, they're not necessarily going to take care of you. They may not be able to financially take care of you themselves when they get old, because, you know, taxes and so forth. And also the government fills that role. The government stepped up and was like, oh, what about these poor, poor people that don't have enough kids, or their kids are all fuck-ups and they couldn't take care of them? Well, we'll step up and take care of them. So now what do children provide to a man? What benefit is there to a man to have children? There really is no benefit other than the societal expectation to have children. I mean, again, remove the societal expectations. Think about it objectively. If a man has no children, is he going to be better or worse off than a man who has children? All things equal, the man who has no children is going to have a lot more money, a lot more free time, probably going to be able to do a lot more things. That you can argue, oh, well, what about when you're old? Oh, well, when you're old, it's not like people are banging on your door to visit you and care for you. You pretty much have to have money to have people care for you. You have to, like, pay for these nurses and all these medical procedures. So having more money because you didn't have kids is going to benefit you. And when you're old and ugly and lonely, you could just pay hot nurses to come suck your dick while they change your colostomy bag. Your kids might visit you once or twice before you die alone in the nursing home. And that's what you sacrifice decades of your life to do, to care for these children who just abandoned you. But if you have money, you can pay people to take care of you. What is in your best interest, to have children or to not have children so you can make more money? So you can actually guarantee that people will take care of you when you're old. Now, there are, like, you know, the good memories, you know, the first steps and teaching your kid how to play baseball, and all those things are nice. Those aren't needs. At no point is like, oh, I never taught my kid how to catch a baseball. Oh, I'm dying. No, it does. No one's going to suffer any consequences from not having these cherished memories with these precious children. Not having children is not going to affect your life negatively. And if you really want to have these bonding moments and these memories, you can volunteer at something like Big Brothers. Go volunteer and spend some time with these kids of these horrible single mothers and have some good memories with them. If you really care, chances are you don't really care. If you really came down to it, you're like, you know, I really don't want to spend time with other people's sons. I'd rather have my own son. But that's not a need. That's a want. That's even more of a want than sex. At least sex, there's like a biological urge. There's no biological urge to have a child and go play baseball with them. It's just something you want to do. So again, back to my original point, men don't need women. They would get by perfectly fine without women. So then the question becomes, do women need men? The answer is yes, because women can't care for themselves. Now, some people argue, oh, well, women have their own jobs now and all. They do that all because the government enforces. The government does the role of the man, but the government is men. Now, you gotta follow this logic. It doesn't seem this way because it's one step removed, but 70% of taxes are paid for by men. So the government is overtly funded overwhelmingly by men because men are paying most of the taxes. Also, law enforcement is overwhelmingly made of men. The roles of the man in a woman's life are the protector and provider. When you have the government fill those roles, it's still men providing that function. They're just doing it through government rather than individually. They're providing for the women through their taxes. They're protecting the women through law enforcement and military, which is overwhelmingly male. So women still need men. They're just doing it collectively rather than individually. But men are still providing the function of a protector and a provider. If the military, the police, the welfare state, if all that stuff went away, how would women cope? What would happen to women if no one was protecting for them, if no one was providing for them and protecting them? They would fucking die. And this is why women need men. A man needs a woman, quote unquote, for sex and reproduction. Those aren't needs. But protection and provision are needs. Those are legitimate needs. And in the absence of the government, which is just collective men as opposed to individual men, women will die. And they've shown this. You know, these matriarchal societies are all primitive shitholes. And even in these matriarchal societies, where the women dominate the society, the men still do all the work. But even then, even in these matriarchal societies, the women need the men. But then you go to these other societies where it's all men, like these monk societies. Nobody fucking cares. Once you remove the desire for sex and reproduction, like if you go live in a monastery where you've given up on sex, you've given up on reproduction, there are no negative consequences. Whereas women who try to form some matriarchal society, they still need the men to do all the stuff that they can't do. Women can never purge themselves of their need for men because they're physically and mentally incapable of making it on their own without men. But men can purge themselves of their need for women if they simply give up on this desire for sex and reproduction. If you don't want to have kids, reprioritize your life, or you don't value sex, you don't need women. Men do not need women. So anyway, to tie the whole series together, because this is going to be the last video in the Enemies of Man series, the entire purpose of this series was for men to understand human nature from the male perspective. You know, in MGTOW, we talk a lot about female nature, but we don't talk a lot about male nature. So these are the things that I believe are the important aspects of male nature that men need to be aware of. We may not be able to fully purge ourselves of these things, and they may actually have beneficial uses within certain contexts, but you need to be aware of these instincts, because they can be used to hurt you. You know, the dominance instinct is there to drive men to acquire resources in order to reproduce. It's the male version of hypergamy. And you need to be aware of that, because this is why men tend not to get along and cooperate. We tend to see ourselves as adversaries. We tend not to cooperate. And because of the dominance instinct, we don't organize on the large scale that women tend to. We need to be aware of this. We need to be aware of our ego. We need to be aware that having a sense of external validation, validating ourselves through others, opens ourselves up to manipulation. Having a sense of internal validation helps protect us from being manipulated, from shame and so forth. And then finally, the sex drive. It's a very powerful drive, many times more powerful in men than women, in order to facilitate reproduction in humans. Nature did this to us. It's not like women consciously planned this. It's just the way it worked out. But the downside to this is we are very apt to make really terrible choices based on our sex drive. We're liable to give women far more than they're worth simply to satisfy our sex drive. So be aware of that. Don't let your sex drive ruin your life. Just be aware of how your sex drive can be controlling you. Don't let yourself be controlled by it. You know, the first step is just being aware of the issue. If you're aware of your instincts, you can acknowledge them, and then you can either dismiss them or control them some other way. If you're not aware of your instincts, then they're in the driver's seat. because you're making choices based on your instincts without even knowing why. You're not even questioning yourself. But if at least you acknowledge them, if you say, aha, that's my sex drive trying to get me to make this decision, you could step out of yourself for a moment and ask yourself, do I objectively want to make this decision, or am I just being led by my sex drive? And simply by asking that question, you can make better decisions. So the first step is just acknowledging your instincts, understanding your instincts, then trying to step out of yourself and being as objective as possible while making decisions. And that may be a lot to ask of people, but it's really important as men, because we have the power. We've always had the power. Men run the world. They've always run the world. They've built the world. The only reason why we've lost the world, the reason why, you know, the gynocracy is entrenched, is because men allowed it to happen because of these instincts. And if we're going to change anything, we need to understand these instincts ourselves. The change may never happen on a large scale, but as an individual man, you have the power to change your life today by understanding your instincts, by questioning your instincts, and by making not a better world, but a better life. Your life. You have the power to change your life by changing yourself. So, thank you for joining me on this journey in the series. I appreciate all the support, especially for part 5, getting 100K views. That was awesome. So, thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.